A man wakes at 3 a.m., heart hammering. Not from a nightmare, from a novel. He's 200 pages in and physically cannot stop reading. His coffee went cold hours ago. This is what happens when a thriller does its job. And according to decades of craft wisdom, creating this visceral response isn't some mystical gift. It's a learnable architecture of tension, character, and relentless forward momentum. What separates a forgettable action story from one that colonizes your nervous system, it's not body counts or explosions, it's understanding a fundamental truth. Thrillers aren't about solving puzzles, they're about stopping catastrophes. While mysteries ask whodunit, thrillers scream, how do we prevent disaster? This distinction reshapes everything. Consider The Day of the Jackal, where we watch an assassin methodically plan to kill Charles de Gaulle while authorities scramble to identify and stop him. Or The Silence of the Lambs, where Clarice Starling races to save a kidnapped woman while consulting a brilliant cannibal. These aren't intellectual exercises, they're emotional roller coasters with real stakes. The formula has remained consistent across centuries because it taps into something primal. From Beowulf battling Grendel to Jack Ryan preventing nuclear war, we're hardwired to respond to heroes risking everything against impossible odds. Without meaningful consequences, lives, freedom, civilization itself hanging in the balance, readers simply won't care enough to keep turning pages. Your villain is your story's engine. Great thrillers demand antagonists who are evil to their core, acting from purely selfish motives with zero regard for others. Consider Goldfinger's murderous gold obsession, or Annie Wilkes from Misery, whose nurturing facade masks a psychotic killer. These villains must be powerful, ruthless, determined, cunning, and seemingly unstoppable. Most crucially, they never act from altruistic motives. Their evil should be complete, ensuring we cheer when they finally fall. Compelling villains require psychological depth. Some are mindless predators like the shark in Jaws. Others became evil through psychological wounds, Dr. No, or toxic ideologies, Nazi antagonists. The specific path matters less. The result, a formidable adversary embodying qualities we love to hate. When crafting your villain's dark mission, make it logical within your story world while creating opportunities for your hero to detect and foil it. The best dark missions contain tick-and-clock elements, escalating stakes, and multiple obstacles that reveal new complications with each solution. Thriller heroes must be exceptional, larger than life, determined, and theatrical. They share fundamental qualities: exceptional courage, professional excellence, special talents, cleverness, resourcefulness, and willingness to sacrifice themselves for others. This self-sacrifice distinguishes heroes from anti-heroes. It's what transforms Rick in Casablanca from someone who sticks his neck out for nobody into someone who sacrifices personal happiness for the greater good. Here's where conventional advice fails. Thriller heroes don't need to be likable. Dirty Harry is abrasive and violent, yet compelling. Lisbeth Salander is antisocial and vengeful, yet we root for her. What matters isn't whether readers would enjoy coffee with your protagonist, but whether they're invested in the mission and moral compass. Orchestrate heroes as opposites of your villains. If your villain is sophisticated and urbane, create a rough-edged, plain-spoken hero. This contrast creates natural tension. Think of Hannibal Lecter's refined evil versus Clarice Starling's straightforward determination. Give your hero a psychological wound, something haunting them that motivates their actions. Jack Reacher's inability to settle down, Jason Bourne's lost identity, Harry Bosch's childhood trauma, these wounds shape characters and drive their quests for justice. Every damn good thriller stands on seven essential pillars. First, high stakes. Lives or important outcomes must be at risk. In The Bourne Identity, stakes escalate from personal survival to exposing a dangerous CIA program. Second, unity of opposites. Heroes locked into inescapable situations, like the protagonist in Speed, who must keep a bus moving above 50 miles per hour while saving passengers. Third, seemingly impossible odds, exemplified by Die Hard, one cop facing 12 heavily armed terrorists in a locked down skyscraper. Fourth, moral struggle. Heroes face difficult choices in gray areas. Fifth, a ticking clock creating urgency, whether literal, bomb timer, or figurative, racing against a villain. Sixth, constant menace, both physical and psychological danger. Silence of the Lambs maintains menace through Lecter's manipulation, even from behind bars. Seventh, thriller-type characters who are clever and resourceful, smart enough to be believable, but vulnerable enough to be relatable. These pillars amplify each other. A chase scene becomes more compelling when it includes both physical danger and a deadline. Character decisions carry more weight when they involve moral dilemmas under time pressure. Your opening pages must hook readers while introducing your protagonist, establishing the story world, and hinting at central conflict. Avoid flashback openings that begin near the climax then jump back, turbid openings that deliberately confuse, or deadly dream sequences. Use proven approaches instead. The thrilling climax to another story opening establishes your protagonist's capabilities while transitioning to the main plot. James Bond films exemplify this. The immediate danger opening throws readers into life-threatening situations. The mysterious situation opening presents an intriguing scenario raising immediate questions, like the bizarre murder arrangement in The Da Vinci Code. Use vivid, specific details rather than generic descriptions. Show your protagonist in action, demonstrating core traits rather than explaining them. End your first chapter with compelling reason to continue, a revelation, threat, or mystery demanding resolution. Damn good thrillers are morality tales about courage and confronting evil. When Jack Ryan risks his life to save London or Jason Bourne exposes corruption, these choices reflect universal values of courage and sacrifice. Many thriller writers tackle contemporary issues through compelling narratives. The Constant Gardener exposed pharmaceutical abuses, while Blood Diamond dramatized illegal diamond trading's human cost. This tradition extends back centuries. Stevenson's Jekyll and Hyde warned about science without ethics, while Orwell's 1984 remains a powerful condemnation of oppression. Beyond structure, thrillers require scene construction mastery. Every scene should feature motivated characters overcoming obstacles pursuing goals. Open with action or dialogue to immediately draw readers in, while ending on mini cliffhangers maintains momentum. Reveal physical settings strategically through character movement rather than static description. Controlling metaphors add literary depth without sacrificing readability. In High Noon, the clock marks time until showdown, creating mounting tension with each tick. To forge reader connection, create empathy through sensuous, physical, emotional details. Show characters sweating, hearts pounding, hands trembling. Writing a damn good thriller demands commitment and the right mindset. Create strong conflicts in every line of every scene. Even mundane conversations should contain tension, disagreement, or subtext advancing the narrative. Write fresh, snappy dialogue where characters speak in distinctive voices that reveal personalities while moving plot forward. Draft quickly because momentum matters. Maintain daily production quotas of at least 1,000 words to build discipline and ensure steady progress. Prioritize your writing, even if it means making difficult choices about your time. If you've created compelling characters and strong central conflict, writing your thriller should be thrilling in itself. Your readers are waiting for that 3 a.m. moment when they simply cannot put your book down.